You are listening to Confessions of a Counselor podcast with Janice, mental health in bite-sized chunks. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Confessions of a Counselor. I'm your host, Janice, and today's episode is the last podcast of the year, which seems wild to say. So this will be the last episode that I do until January. So I thought that what better way to end season 9 and end the year than talking about holiday preparation for our mental health. So let's talk about that today. So let's jump right in. Holiday prep for our mental health. So I have 3 tips that we'll talk about in terms of how to prepare to be around our family and be busy in a slow time. More than we're used to, right? So holidays can be wonderful and beautiful, and some people, this is a joyous occasion and they're super happy and it's a great time all around. And for others, it is the complete opposite and everywhere in between, right? So the holidays can be many different things for many different people in many different variations, and that's okay. Right? All of those variations are okay. And I think that it's really important to remember that despite our childhood, despite the way that we grew up, despite all of that, it's not our fault that any of those things happened. We didn't deserve the bad things that happened to us. And we can be grateful for the good things that did happen to us. In this moment, right here, right now, we are the adults. We are the adults taking care of ourselves. So the number one thing to remember about holidays is no matter how our parents showed up, no matter how our family system works, it's our responsibility to take care of us and what we need. So that's tip number one, okay? We have to be the adults, even if our parents can't be. And that sucks. It sucks. I hate it for everyone that's true for, but it is the reality. We have to be the adults and take care of ourselves. So no matter what that looks like, we have to remember it's my responsibility to make sure that I'm setting the boundaries that I need. I'm doing what I need to do in order to take care of me, because I love me. I can parent me, even if the adults in my life growing up weren't able to do that. Tip number 2, take it in doses. Okay. So if being around our family is super overwhelming, make sure that we are not overloading ourselves with overplanning, with spending too much time thinking that it's going to be different than it's been for the last 15 years, with not planning every single down moment because it's the holidays and we have to do it all, right? Like, take it in doses. Make sure that we're not overwhelming our systems. We are creatures of habit. Our routines are really important to us. If we've talked about therapy before, we've talked about how important routines are. So make sure that we're not throwing our nervous system for a wreck by over planning and overdoing over the holidays. So even if we want to do all the things, even if all of those things are really wonderful things that we're looking forward to, can we spread it out? Can we do it in a smaller chunk of time? Can we plan 5 minutes to breathe before we do the super exciting thing? Whatever that looks like, can we say no to Aunt Nancy, who we just really don't want to see this year, right? Whatever that is, make sure that we're taking it in doses. Make sure that we're slowing down. Make sure we're still using our routine as much as we can to support what we need to do in order to get through the holidays and come out in January still feeling like we're rested, still feel like our love tanks are full, not completely drained because we did too much. Tip number three is to make sure that we're doing the things that we want to do, right? So this is a time for celebration. This is a time to rest. This is a time to reset for the new year. So make sure you're doing those things. I think oftentimes this time of year, and I'm laughing to myself because we feel so obligated to do so many things. And I've been there. I'm still there in some sense of the word. That we feel like we have to do all of the things. We have to make it the most wonderful thing for our kids, or we have to do all of the family obligations. Otherwise, someone's going to be disappointed with us, or we believe that the only way to do the holidays is over the top and it drains our battery completely, right? Whatever it is, there's all kinds of expectations and stories that we're telling in our heads about what the holidays is supposed to be. And I think coming back to our values, coming back to what's important to us, coming back to remembering that this can be a reset, this can be a start to a freshness. So make sure we're doing the things that we enjoy. Make sure we're doing the things that will help us feel better. And try to take the pressure and the expectations and the stories off of the holidays so that we can enjoy them and have fun and do the things that we love to do, even if it's not exactly how it's supposed to be. Okay, I hope you found that helpful. Good luck, and I will see you in the new year. Until then, take care. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Confessions of a Counselor podcast is available anywhere you like to listen to your podcasts, both on Apple and Android. New episodes are released every Friday. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to join the conversation, leave a review, or subscribe to the podcast hosted on Spotify. You can find all these details on JaniceLyons.com. Until next time, take care.